World News from the BBC. Police in the central Mexican state of Morelos have found the bodies of five women who were suspected to have been killed by gangs fighting for control of criminal activities in the area. Three of the bodies were dismembered and put into plastic bags. Messages found in the bags said the murders had been ordered by a local gang leader and targeted a rival criminal organization. Donald Trump's former strategist Steve Bannon has formally appealed against his conviction for contempt of Congress in connection with the storming of the US Capitol in January last year. Mr. Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to comply with a congressional probe into the attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters. Protesters belonging to an indigenous community in Peru have released around 150 tourists who they had been holding since Thursday. Our correspondent, Katie Watson, reports.
A 24-hour detention in the middle of the Amazon has now come to an end. While the passengers said they'd been treated well, there was concern they were running out of water and food, and there were vulnerable people on board, including passengers with diabetes. It's believed the riverboat was travelling along a tributary of the Marañón River on Thursday when it was intercepted. The Cuninico community had put out a statement earlier in the week warning that boats would be prevented from travelling down this particular stretch of river from midnight on November the 1st as part of efforts to call attention to the lack of support they say they've received from the government over a recent oil spill.
The Russian private military company, the Wagner Group, has opened its first official headquarters in the city of St. Petersburg. Pictures online show a vast, glass-fronted building. The company's founder said it would be used for innovators, designers and IT specialists. Mercenaries employed by Wagner have been repeatedly accused of committing human rights abuses in Ukraine and West Africa. BBC News.